That was a track called Groundhog Day Suite by Los Leslies, a band here in Knoxville that really just produced a great new record. It's called Los Leslies, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what does that mean? What does that name mean? So I asked one of them, Barry Poe Hanna. I asked him, I got on the phone and said, what does that mean? And here's what he told me.
We were operating for a long time under the name A1 Hundo, and which was a reference to A100, the A100 model of Hammond organ that Matt Coker plays. And it had come to our attention that there was a kind of a Christian rapper type dude, I think, out on the West Coast who was also using the moniker A1 Hundo. So we just kind of flew with it for a while, but when we were going to put out some product, put out the CD, we realized, okay, maybe this is not something we want to get into, any kind of trademark fight or anything. So just to avoid that, we decided to change the name, and we just, again, kind of went with a play on the Hammond organ with Los Leslies, a reference to the Leslie cabinet, the rotating speaker cabinet that the Hammond organ guys use. So nothing real monumental or deep, just kind of talking about where some of the sounds we get are coming from. We thought about maybe trying something with the Telecaster or some other, you know, reference to tools that we used, but it seemed like the Hammond organ and was coughing up the most possibility. So we just kind of went with Los Leslies, just named Leslie and made a group name out of it. Simple as that.
So how did the band actually form or explode onto the scene? What was the birth story?
I guess this band has been a unit for about, man, I lose track of time, but I want to guess at least 3 years, maybe longer. But we were just a bunch of guys who had played together a lot, different bands. Hunter and Matt and I play with Robinella and then backed up a few other people and been in some different situation with Robert. So, you know, the way the Knoxville music scene works is it seems like everybody just ends up working with everybody eventually. But so we all knew each other, longtime friends, and had an interest in just putting together a kind of a instrumental group with a kind of a Meters, Booker T and the MGs sort of vibe. So we put together a bunch of cover tunes initially, everything from some Scofield to some kind of obscure pop tunes, and kind of gave them the jazz organ instrumental trio. And then Matt had a bunch of original tunes that he brought into the group, and we kind of started writing together and adding some, you know, collaboratively written things, and really started realizing that, hey, this is the direction we want to go. You know, we like the stuff we're coming up with, so let's focus on original tunes. So
I'm talking with Poe Hanna from the band Los Leslies. Their new record is out. Man, I tell you, it sounds fabulous. I gotta say, it just sounds great. And where did you record it? How did the mixing come about? What's the deets?
John Harvey and Mary Podio of Top Hat Studios, and really, they've been here for a while, but they came here from Austin, Texas, where they were running a studio out there, and just have a beautiful kind of home studio situation in South Knox. And I had worked for them some before, and knew that they had worked some people I really liked with out in Austin, namely Warren Haynes and Jimmy Vaughn, two of my favorite players. So they recorded the tape and had lots of cool vintage gear we could tinker with, and I just knew it'd be the right atmosphere, and so recommended that, and luckily it came through and we did it, and it couldn't have been better, man. They're great folks. It was a totally comfortable recording situation. We got to take our time. They had lots of great insight and just did a really superb job on the recording. So then we took those tapes and had them mixed down in Nashville with a guy named Joe McMahon. Another just seamless, great situation where Joe, I think, just had the ears and just knew the kind of vibe that we were going for just intuitively. We didn't have to do too much explaining. And really one of the best mixing sessions I've been part of, just because it was just amazing to see this guy bring the sounds to life. And just, you know, just simple things by adding the right amount of reverb. It's just amazing to, you know, these little details that made so much difference, you know, things I would never think about, but just kind of watching a master at work. So two great recording and mixing situations, so we really got lucky there. We just picked the right people, and it came off without a hitch. And I think I appreciate you thinking the record sounds good, because I think it sounds great too. So and I'm pretty hard to please, generally pretty hard on myself, and don't generally like listening to my recordings, but I think this one sounds pretty nice.
Okay, that was a track called Mortician's Theme. Oh yeah, you know, the Morticians don't have enough themes. That's always been the case, hasn't it? And that's Los Leslies. I'm talking with their guitar player, Poe Hanna. You know, anytime I see him on the stage, when I walk into a place, I think, okay, two things. I'm going to get a guitar lesson now, and I'm going to enjoy myself. So I'm kind of curious about these song title names. You know, where do they get the names for instrumental songs? How does that come about?
As far as the names of the tunes, it's pretty just really haphazard, where usually, you know, Matt's tunes he came in already had named. But as far as the collaboratively written things, a lot of times we just throw some goofy name out there, and sometimes it sticks, and sometimes we realize we need to rename things. I'm want to just throw out little two-syllable food names, hence hot dog, that didn't get changed. But I had a lot of other silly food names for songs that ended up getting changed. So, yeah, not a lot of thought going into the names. Southside, my tune, I don't know. I just thought that tune came together, and it just kind of, it almost had like this kind of soundtrack vibe to me to, like some kind of gritty 70s movie, you know? And so it was a combination of that, you know, and the fact that I live in, and as does Bobby, live in South Knoxville. So it was kind of an homage to South Knoxville and just the south sides of cities in general, if that makes any sense. Yeah, like I say, I don't know. Just kind of throw names out there, you know. It's kind of a, being an instrumental band and not having any lyrics or anything, you know, the words are definitely kind of the last thing we think about, and it's just, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous actually when we finish writing a tune. It's like, what are we gonna name it? It's like, I don't know, call it Donut. That sounds good. So anyway,
thanks again to our guest Barry Poe Hanna, and thanks earlier to Loudon Wainwright III. The band is Los Leslies, Matt Coker, Hunter Deacon, Barry Hanna, and Robert Richards. It's just a fabulous grooving Hammond B3 Telecaster swinging in the pocket groove record. And let's finish out with Southside, and then we'll come back and find out what happens in music and life. This is Improvisations.